Hello, and welcome to the Friends of Sanctuary podcast. I'm Marianne Bartels, Chief Investment Strategist at Sanctuary Wealth. Today, I'm pleased to welcome our guest, Lars Olson, President and Wealth Advisor at Alluvial Private Wealth, a Sanctuary Wealth partner firm. Lars, thank you so much for joining this podcast.
It's a pleasure to be here.
I'm excited to do this. You're our first partner firm to be doing this.
Well, thank you. It's an honor.
So you were at a wirehouse for many, many years, but you made a decision to go independent. What gave you the courage and wanting to go independent? Because it's a whole new world that's out there, but it's really worked out very well. But when you make that initial, why I bring this up is I talk to a lot of advisors that I think should go independent after I see the successes, but a lot of them are afraid to do that. And that's why I say the courage to do it. So what gave you the courage to really step away and then build out your own business?
So I've always been interested in entrepreneurism and, you know, growing something. I actually took an MBA at Kellogg School of Management in my hometown of Marion, Ohio. We helped to put together a small business development program with classes at the local technical college and then a small business plan competition. Entrepreneurism is something that's always fascinated me. Now, I was at Merrill a long time. I was at Merrill Lynch for 25 years. And Merrill Lynch is a good company. If it was not a good company, I wouldn't have been there for 25 years. And at Merrill, as a financial advisor, you can get a taste of what being an entrepreneur is like. You build your own book of business. You do your own marketing. You serve clients. But it's only a taste. And at the end of the day, you're still an employee. Take, for example, a few years back, Merrill Lynch decided that they were going to close the Marion, Ohio office. That was a choice that made perfect sense for the corporation. They were going to combine multiple offices together in Columbus, where financial advisors and bankers could be together and there could be great cross-selling opportunities. It was a great corporate decision, but it was not such a great decision for our clients. As an entrepreneur, I can be in charge of decisions like where our office is located. I can be in charge of decisions like staffing, and the decisions don't have to be based on corporate profitability ratios. They can be based upon what's right for the client. So what I've always been interested in is entrepreneurial activity, and with the help of Sanctuary on the back office side, it made it possible to start up Alluvial Private Wealth.
So I think there was another thing that you learned that also would benefit you creating your own business. And that is called the Opportunity Zone. And it's available in your town of Marion. Can you explain what that is?
Sure. So Marion, Ohio is a great smaller town in central Ohio. But like a lot of smaller Midwestern towns, particularly the downtown area has gone through some real hard economic times. And there were a number of empty shops, empty buildings. There was a need for economic redevelopment. Now, the good news is that it's on the comeback, right? And there are entrepreneurs that are investing in renovating buildings, starting new restaurants. But when Merrill Lynch a few years back announced that they were going to go ahead and shut down their office, we knew that that would be taking the city in the wrong direction, that there would be some high-paying jobs that would be leaving the town. And we didn't want to leave. We wanted to reinvest. So the Opportunity Zone program was created by the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017. And basically, it's designed to spur economic growth and job development in distressed communities. Downtown Marion is one of those communities. And as long as you follow the rules of the Opportunity Zone, which are that a certain amount of the payroll and a certain amount of the revenue of the business have got to be based in the Opportunity Zone, there are some significant tax incentives. So we were able to start Alluvial as a new business and not just save those jobs for Marion, Ohio, but we added more jobs as we grew. And all of the ancillary business from having an office downtown also benefited the community as well.
Do you know how many opportunity zones there are?
There's over 8,000 opportunity zones in the United States.
Wow. And to be honest, I've never heard of this before. This sounds really amazing. And what you did is really a beautiful thing.
It's a great program. So it benefits the community. It creates a structure for long-term reinvestment in the community. And for the business owners, there's also a benefit as well. Of course, we pay income taxes on our business, federal, state, and local, like any other business. But as long as we follow the rules of the Opportunity Zone after 10 years, then if we would sell our business, any capital gains would be totally tax-free. So there are some sizable benefits for the business owners as well to invest in these economically distressed communities.
Wow. In your business model, you really have a very clear purpose. You know, before we filmed this, we had an opportunity to chat. And I was really impressed with how you've outlined your business. Can you kind of walk us through how you've structured your business?
Sure. So we built our business to try to help our clients achieve those goals in life that are too important to leave to chance. For my wife and I, it all started with our middle son. Our middle son has got autism and he's rather severely affected. And so we know that he's not going to be able to earn a living in the way that would provide for him the way that we would want. So for my wife and I, we have to plan not just for our own lifetime, but for 30 years after our death, likely, to go ahead and make sure that he's taken care of. That is a goal that is too important to leave to chance. Now, for our clients, they also have goals that are too important to leave to chance. Maybe they want to retire with dignity. Maybe they want to help their son or their daughter go ahead and get a college education. Maybe they want to leave a legacy. Whatever it is, there are goals that are too important to leave to chance in our clients' lives, and we want to help them to accomplish those. The way we do it is that first we build a written plan for our clients to clearly identify the goals and the steps needed to be taken. Then we invest in a disciplined fashion. And finally, we review progress all along the way to make sure that they are on track towards those goals. With that three-step process, we believe we can help maximize the probability of success for those clients with those goals that are too important that leaves a chance.
Lars, you partnered with Sanctuary and have enhanced your partnership through a program called Sanctuary's Strategic Capital Partnership Program. Wow, that's a mouthful. Which provides members of Sanctuary's network and other wealth management firms a pathway to raise strategic capital to pursue growth succession opportunities. You were the first firm to do this. What has been your experience in this program, and how have you leveraged this for your business?
So in the industry, there's a gentleman named David DeVoe, who is a specialist in mergers and acquisitions. I was at a conference that he recently gave, and he said that the number one reason why RIAs sell their business is because they want to grow, which I thought was a little counterintuitive. But he said that when you sell, you can gain access to greater capital, greater resources, strategic resources, greater geography, expertise, and that can accelerate your growth as a business. Now, we sold a small piece of Alluvial to Sanctuary. We only sold 20%, but we saw that Sanctuary was an amazing partner from day one when we broke from Merrill, providing outstanding back office support so that we could concentrate on what's most important, being face-to-face with our clients and taking care of client service. So we knew Sanctuary was a great partner as it relates to the business. And now with the capital, Sanctuary can be an amazing partner for us to go ahead and grow. The capital helps us to grow. The partnership with Sanctuary helps us to grow with confidence.
In a wirehouse, would this be possible?
No, it would not be possible.
So this is an advantage of going independent. The Strategic Capital Partnership Program complements another one of Sanctuary's new initiatives, which you also are involved with, the Enterprise Partner Program, or EPP. This includes a curriculum that educates and prepares Sanctuary partner firms to move from running their own business to building an enterprise through targeted M&A activities. Can you tell me more about this program and how you're using it to grow your business?
We've seen some deals through the mergers and acquisition efforts that I've done individually, but Sanctuary has seen so many more that they can take our efforts to a higher level. Sanctuary helps us not only to identify deals, but then to vet which deals are good deals and to identify problems with other deals. They help us to go ahead and think strategically about what we are most going to benefit from, and what is a strategic fit and what could be a good cultural fit. But beyond just simply sourcing and the due diligence, Sanctuary then is there with us for the transition portion as well, to make sure that it is a successful move, not only for the advisor, but then also a very successful move for their clients as well. Because of the capital that we raised, we were able to go ahead and open an office in Cleveland and recruit a senior financial advisor and his assistant, an outstanding team. We were able to go ahead and recruit a next generation banker to join our team in Marion. And finally, we were able to open up a sister tax firm and buy out a local tax business to accelerate the growth. So the capital has allowed us to not just build, but build better and build quicker.
And offer more services for your clients.
Absolutely.
This sounds like cutting edge in the industry. You know, I've never really heard this happening in the industry. This seems to be a very forward-looking how to help independent advisors grow their business.
Not just grow, but to grow bigger and to grow better.
Wow, that's amazing. It really is a true partnership, mm-hmm. isn't it?
It is, absolutely.
So let's get into your business. Let's talk a little bit more about your business. And retirement seems very straightforward, but maybe it's not always straightforward, and clients need to think about many different variables. And you have a program which is really called pre-retirement program. Can you kind of walk us through what is pre-retirement?
Sure. So many clients will have to face irrevocable one-time decisions as they're moving into retirement. And while an individual might only see those decisions once in their life, we as financial advisors can see it multiple times a month or sometimes multiple times a week. And we can help to give them the expertise and the knowledge that they can make choices with confidence. A few examples of some one-time irrevocable decisions would be when to take Social Security. And that's a decision that can lead to a difference of tens of thousands of dollars worth of lifetime benefits, depending upon how long an individual lives. Another example relates to pension plans. For some clients who work at large companies that have a pension plan, there may be an opportunity to either take a lump sum or else to go ahead and take a monthly income. And while actuarially these are equivalent for the average person, our clients aren't averages. Our clients are individuals, and so we help them to evaluate their own unique circumstances to figure out which choice is better for them. So these are examples of the sorts of irrevocable decisions that people have to face in retirement, before they get into retirement, rather. Now let's talk a little bit about some of the challenges that people have to look at while they're in retirement and where planning can come in and be helpful. Let's take a person who might retire at age 65. So their income from the job goes away. They don't have to take Social Security until age 70, and there's some benefits. You get higher benefits if you wait. Required minimum distributions from an individual retirement account don't have to start until age 73. So there's a big window where clients have the flexibility to choose how much income they take or don't take, and that impacts their income taxes. With financial planning and tax planning, we can go ahead and help a client to go ahead and maximize their situation over their full retirement rather than just looking year by year. So with planning, we can help clients to go ahead and review various options, and we can help them to come up with a solution which best fits their long-term needs and situation.
And I'm sure you've heard this statistic that some clients are afraid of actually running out of money. So sitting down with an advisor to really walk through steps so you don't run out of money, would you advise that?
Absolutely. Folks should go ahead and sit down with an advisor in order to look at what is their income pattern, what are their assets, and what do they plan to be spending in retirement. And we've got some very powerful financial planning tools in order to evaluate what is the probability of success in retirement. And success is determined as not running out of money.
What I'm concerned about if I sit down with a financial planner is, Marion, you have to stop spending so much money. I'm sure that's going to be part of my retirement program. You've kind of mentioned one of your sister firms that you've created for tax and financial planning. Can you talk about how you've integrated this into your business model?
Sure. So we started up Alluvial Tax and Planning a couple of years back as an independent, separate business from Alluvial Private Wealth. Alluvial Tax and Planning now has 10 professionals who are working there. The reason why we started Alluvial Tax and Planning is because clients are asking for it. Industry surveys show that clients want tax planning advice from their advisory relationship. And we surveyed our own clients and the results were quite similar. Clients wanted integrated tax advice with financial planning advice. Let me give you a couple of examples where that tax planning advice has been helpful. The first one is we had a client who is already retired. He's in his 70s, and I was in a joint meeting with his tax professional, and they were reviewing the individual's income. His wife got Social Security income, but he didn't. He was a teacher, and in the state of Ohio, teachers don't pay into the Social Security system. He knew when he retired, because of something called the government pension offset, that he wasn't going to get Social Security because he paid into the Ohio system. So he didn't even bother to go ahead and apply for it. Well, when we met with him this year, I mentioned that the Social Security Fairness Act changed the rules and eliminated the government pension offset program, and that he could now apply for spousal benefits off of his wife's benefit, and he now gets over $1,000 a month worth of Social Security benefits, which he would not have gotten otherwise without that joint financial planning and tax meeting. Oftentimes, tax professionals with deadlines are too busy to dive into those types of questions. And financial advisors who might not be asking updated questions about income might have missed it. But the integrated approach helped.
I think one-stop shopping for all your financial planning needs also makes sense, that you have a person that's looking at you holistically in all angles. So that to me would make sense too.
Absolutely. And you see, every financial decision that we make has a tax implication. I'll give you another example of where the integration of tax advice and financial advice helped. One great way that retirees can give to charity is through what's called a qualified charitable distribution. You take money straight out of your IRA and you send it straight to the charity, and it's not considered taxable income. Especially because the standard deduction is so high, most people don't itemize the deductions anyway. So this is one of the only ways you can have a tax-advantaged gift to charity. But unfortunately, custodians don't go ahead and report very clearly the qualified charitable distributions. The investment custodians have a little box that's checked off that says the taxable amount is not determined, but it's up to the client to tell their tax professional that they went ahead and made this gift. And if that doesn't happen, the client could inadvertently be paying taxes on a charitable gift where they shouldn't be paying taxes. We've identified those situations.
I just learned something new. So thank you very much. Now I know what to do with my charitable giving.
So the integration of tax and financial advice is something which can lead to better outcomes for clients.
It certainly sounds like those examples are great examples to explain why it's so beneficial. Earlier, you mentioned that one of your sons is severely autistic. Mm-hmm. And you have worked with your wife to build a structure to make sure that he's taken care of. Now, I'm going to mention something that a lot of people don't know because I just don't talk about it. My sister was born mentally handicapped. Mm. And in my parents' generation, they really weren't educated on how to plan for my sister. So my brother has taken the lead, but we take care of my sister. And that's, you don't always have family members that are going to be able to be there or financially are capable of taking care of a sibling. How are you helping people that have a special needs, whatever that is? How are you helping them plan so their loved one is taken care of?
So it really is very important to go ahead and to plan for the needs of you know, your loved ones with special needs. Our son, Amick, is severely affected, and
it's hard.
Well, yeah. So
it's okay. I almost teared up just talking about my sister, and I didn't expect that.
Yeah. My wife has been an amazing advocate for not only our son, but also for others with autism. She helps us with marketing at Alluvial. But 15 years ago, she started a charity called iTalk. That stands for Interactive Technology Assisting Autistic Little Kids. And over the years, they've given away hundreds of different iPads and done training for thousands of people on how to use the iPad as an augmentative communication device. She was actually recognized recently by Autism Parenting Magazine as among the top researchers in the United States on this because of the grassroots effort. So it's a real passion for my wife and myself as it relates to special needs financial planning. Special needs financial planning is critical for our son Amic, and then also for others, because if you don't do it right, then there can be major challenges. Medical coverage through Medicaid is very important for special needs individuals, and special needs individuals are not allowed to have more than $2,000 in countable assets. They oftentimes have to live in a state of perpetual poverty. And that's not right.
That doesn't sound right to me.
That's not what I want for my son. And so you need to do planning in order to go ahead and make sure that they are able, my son is able, will be able to, and other special needs individuals are able to live the life that we want them to do. And that's where things like the ABLE account or a special needs trust or guardianship come in. And these are things that I know about academically because I'm a certified special needs consultant, but it's also something that I know about because we've lived it and we've gone through the steps ourselves.
So if there's somebody listening or watching this podcast and they don't live in Marion, Ohio, are you available do you accept clients out of state?
We do accept clients out of state, and there's also other very capable special needs financial advisors, but you're right, it is a niche, and you want to make sure that you're dealing with folks that know about it. I'll tell you a quick funny story. My wife and I had our first special needs trust drawn up about 15 years ago, and once it was done, the lawyer shook my hand when I gave him the check and said, thank you. I said, well, I'm paying you because you wrote the trust. He says, no. Thank you for giving me this opportunity because this is the first special needs trust I've ever written and I learned a lot.
Wow.
That didn't make me feel comfortable.
Yeah, I can understand why.
You want to work with folks who have experience in this area and who can guide you with confidence.
So is there a place that people can go up to find out people that are certified in the area?
So there is a designation. It's called the Chartered Special Needs Consultant. The initials are CHSNC, and that is one industry designation that folks can look for someone who is specially trained in this area.
Oh, that's terrific information that you're sharing. So thank you very much. You're a business owner now, so you have to do business planning. So when you're looking out 3, 5, 10 years, what do you see in your business? What are you trying to accomplish?
The company Alluvial Private Wealth was actually named after alluvial soil. Alluvial soil is a type of very mineral-rich soil from which great things can grow. And so it's in our DNA that we want to be growing. We want to grow for our employees, and we're helping and supporting our employees as they're going out and getting professional designations. One of our employees just passed the Certified Financial Planner designation. We are growing in terms of the types of services that we're offering to our clients. With Sanctuary's help, we're broadening the investment solutions to include alternative investments that wouldn't have been available at our prior firm, certain types. And then also we're growing through things like the tax business that we've established. And then finally, we're growing geographically in order to try to serve more clients. We want to build a lasting and enduring company which can go ahead and have a meaningful impact on our clients' lives, the communities where we operate, and also our teammates.
We're actually coming to the end of this podcast. It's just flown by. And I always like to ask our guests, what haven't we talked about that you think is important? Because we're never going to cover all the topics. Or what do you want to reiterate that we've already talked about?
So I've seen you, Marianne, at presentations talking about how this is the golden age for investing. And at our regional sanctuary meeting, Adam Malamed, our CEO, talked about how this is the golden age for advisors and advice. And I really think that Adam is exactly right and that you're right. This is a golden time for advisors to provide meaningful advice. Baby boomers are entering and walking through retirement, and it's more challenging than ever. Retirement is complex, right? This generation, we've got fewer pensions that provide us guaranteed income as compared with the past. Tax laws are very, very complex. People are living longer. And not to mention, we've got volatile markets. People need advice from financial advisors, and this is an outstanding time for advice. And with the help of companies like Sanctuary, this is the golden age for independent firms like Alluvial to be able to compete with wirehouses. Sanctuary gives us the tools, the resources, and the back office support to be able to serve our clients.
I love ending on a golden note. I want to thank you so much for sharing your business, how you've partnered with Sanctuary, and thank you for opening up about your private life with your son. There's a lot of people out there that have children that are either autistic or on the spectrum that need guidance and help. So I want to really give you a special shout out and thanks for sharing that information. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in as well.
Thank you for watching or listening to the Friends of Sanctuary podcast. Tune in next month to be sure not to miss out on the next installment of the series.
Securities offered through Sanctuary Securities, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through the SEC Registered Investment Advisors, Sanctuary Advisors LLC, and True Independence. Sanctuary Wealth consists of the wholly owned subsidiaries, Sanctuary Advisors LLC, Sanctuary Securities, Inc., and True Independence, as well as Sanctuary Alternative Holdings, Sanctuary Asset Management, Sanctuary Insurance Solutions, Sanctuary Global, and Sanctuary Global Family Office.